Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hate Spinnerbait, the podcast where we hate spinnerbait, but we love Sabrina Carpenter, because today's episode's going to be short and sweet.
Yeah! And we love a pun, you know?
We love a good.
I've had a lot of Sabrina Carpenter references today. Earlier, someone called because she left work and was asking her sister, who had not left work, if she could please, please, please remember something. So I was like, hey, as Sabrina Carpenter once said,
please, please, please,
please, please, please. So, yeah. Also, hi, everyone. I'm Bethany. Mike Land's with me. It's Thursday. Yeah. It's chaos. I'm fresh out the shower, so I apologize if I look even more like a pale, sick, orphaned child from the plague. This is as good as we're getting today.
Today's day one of the period, so
vibes. Yeah.
This is what I look like. And that is what it is.
Yes. We are here, though, to basically turn our brains off. Well, we're going to completely turn them off once we finish recording, because I'm going to go watch The Challenge, which is just my solace in these dark, dark times. TJ Lavin was maybe the first person to make me laugh last week after the election. So bless him for that. But we are here to have a little chat, just be chill. It's not too much to talk about in chaos. We might make some friendship bracelets again because that is soothing to us. And just have a swell Sabrina Carpenter short and sweet time. That's pretty much the agenda. So if you want to come along for the ride, feel free. Also today at work, someone asked me, I'm shocked all the time that not everyone knows Sarah Dessen, but a newer coworker who has not heard me yap yet too much about my podcast or Sarah Dessen or whatever, she heard the other day me and my friend yapping about it. And so my friend, like a true gem, was trying to, pimp it out for me. And she was asking me today, she's like, what? I can't remember what she said. Like, what tone is it written in? Or, like, what is, like, the setting? And I was like, present day? And, like, it was honestly, y'all, it was a very fair question to ask. But it just, like, the way she worded it, I was like, what is she getting at here? Like, I'm like, am I dumb? Am I not understanding? But yeah, and then I felt like she probably thought I was kind of rude, so sorry about that. But I was just like, I don't know how else to answer that. I was like, very modern, very present day. I mean, obviously, certain books are written in the 90s, so
right.
I guess they take place in the 90s, but it's always supposed to be set present day.
Right, they're modern.
Yeah, what bracelet are you making right now? What are you working on?
I'm working on some Gilmore Girls bracelets.
Oh, I love it.
I know. I made one that I really love that I brought in here to show you.
Oh, please do.
It is this. It's very long.
I love a long one. Let me see if I can read it. It's like not coming super well into focus. Sorry, everyone's getting really close with my face. It says, wait.
I don't know. Okay, it says, it's just the first letter of the sentence of the quote. First letter of every word of the quote. Well, then buy me a boa and drive me to Reno because I am open for business.
So good. I like it. I was like, I can see that there are A's in here, but they look like they're upside down. And that's all I could tell. That is honestly very brilliant, though. And I love it. Yes. Thank you. I texted Michael Ann the other day and I said, I feel like I probably sounded like an idiot in the first like half our like post-election thoughts and feelings. And she was a very kind soul. And she's like, we just sound like two very overwhelmed women. And I was like, that is fair. I think that is what we are. I think that is what a lot of people are right now.
Yeah. Yep. Just a little overwhelmed. Too
wild and crazy gals.
Two wild and crazy gals out on the town. I used the wrong blue again.
Dang it. Maybe you should separate your blues better so you don't confuse them. I feel like obviously we need to talk about the holiday collection has dropped. What are our most wanted items? What are we loving? Obviously all of it. That is clear. The ornaments this year are so slay. I mean, they're like slay every year, but she really outdid herself. Another thing, not to put my clown nose on, but it's always ready. You know, beep, beep, we're in the clown car. There is a lot more debut things on here than I would have expected. I mean, I think it's honestly like broken down evenly. Like each era is kind of like got like pretty equal representation. But when I was scrolling through and I saw how much debut stuff there was, I was like, what? All right.
I know. That's for me as well.
Yeah. So I was like, okay, is the whole debutation? Is that? I'm really feeling that theory lately. Really feeling that theory. Oh, we also need to discuss that the friendship bracelet has made it to Toronto. So the trading has
happened. Yes. Yes. Delightful.
So delightful.
I think that Taylor should give us debutation, even if she wasn't planning on it, because of everything we're going through.
Mm-hmm. Taylor, we deserve it 100%.
I decided today that I want to, for no reason at all, other than because I want to, I want to rent a cabin in the Smoky Mountains, invite all of my friends, and we'll just all hang out at this cabin and read and vibe and yap and be women together.
Yes, I love it.
I want to do that.
That sounds like such a vibe. I think it's very necessary in these trying times. I love a girls trip. I love like a chill girls trip. But yes, girls trips are needed. I literally the other day, because Katie texted me that she had found another sauna and a cold plunge, I was like, a sauna and a cold plunge does sound nice. And I was kind of thinking the same thing. And I was like, I just want to go like chill with my girly pops, like not really do anything. Like maybe have a day where we go like do a sauna, like have a good dinner. And like just vibes, like that's all I wanted.
Yes.
Like, where can I do that near me? And I just started like fantasizing. Really, I hate it here. Who knew how much that song would hit? Like there it went into secret gardens in my mind. Evidently,
the horrors, they persist. They never end.
Oh my god, they're so
nice. Every cabinet pick is a new layer of hell. You know what's crazy? I mean, we're not going to talk about politics on this episode at all, but we are just really for a quick second. Yes. Andrew's coworker said today that she doesn't really know what's going on in the government because she just doesn't really pay attention to politics. And I am like,
what must that be like?
And you know what's even crazier about that is she works for the government.
Yeah, now I'm very concerned.
And I'm just like, wait, what?
That's a lot. I saw a post the other day kind of related that was like, conservative women are so much happier because like they just don't pay attention. Like, you know what I mean? Like they don't have to think about this stuff and like worry about other people's feelings and rights. Like they just don't give a damn, and like they what it must be like to be that happy. And I was like, what it must be like not to be like doom scrolling or stressing out. I was also thinking about how the other day you were like, oh, I'm gonna start, you know, like the second the news rolled in and you started like eating better and working out because you like want to be, you know, prepared because times are tough out there. And I was like, I was thinking about kind of making like New Year's resolutions, but getting a jump before the new year, because I was like, it should be like election resolutions. And one of them was going to be like, I was like, maybe I should set aside like 30 minutes before night time just to read like a paperback book, like not read something on my phone, whatever. So I can just like think happy thoughts and like turn my brain off, because I am a terrible doom scroller. And my whole TikTok algorithm right now is 100% like politics, whatever. And I just get into bed at night and I'm like, all right, I'm just going to like, you know, fart around on the internet for a few. And I just am like doom scrolling on TikTok. And I go to bed anxious. And I was like, maybe I need to not do that.
Yeah, I try really hard not to be on my phone for like at least 30 minutes before I go to sleep. But it's been almost impossible for me to be off my phone right now. It's like,
yeah,
I just need to be constantly disassociating and
just we need a cabin in the woods. No one is like,
yeah,
we do. You know, like we like you're allowed to be on your phone, like you're allowed to be on the internet, but like happy internet only.
Happy internet only.
Like only the happy stuff. You're not allowed to doom scroll on anything. You're not allowed to check any news sites or
we'll bring
anything like that.
We'll have like a bunch of different crafts.
Yes. Oh my God. Crafting. Friendship bracelets and like other fun crafts. Yes. Also, I decided, so you know how I said on last episode that I obviously the theme of this Christmas tree is Taylor Swift and Fuck the Patriarchy. And I have, my mom had like this whole mishap a few years back where basically she ordered a tree online. She didn't think the tree was arriving to her. And they were like, yeah, we'll give you your money back. And then in the meantime, she went to like Lowe's, found like a pre-lit flock tree, was like, yeah, this is it. Awesome. Wrap it up. Let's go. And then of course the other tree showed up and she even called them and was like, hey, it ended up showing up. Like, what do you want me to do? And they're like, it's fine. So she just had this free tree and she gave it to me. And it's like a perfectly wonderful tree. And it's pre-lit, which is so nice. Like I just pop it out of the thing, fluff it up. The only thing that drives me crazy about this tree, though, y'all, is it is like a rave. Like, it is very hard to get it to just, I want it to just be pure light. And it's just like, bloop, 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 blinky, blinky, blinky. Like, people with epilepsy, please do not come to my house during Christmas time because I have tried. And so, like, I'm like the person who, like, gets home. And of course, it gets like dark early in the evening. And I want to, like, put on my Christmas tree and like watch TV, but I can't because it's rave, rave, rave. And so I was like, I don't know. Like it was a free tree and it's a perfectly good tree, but like no one spent any money on it. Maybe I should just like buy a tree this year that won't be giving strobe effects. And I was like, that just seems so wasteful, but like whatever we can in these dark times to spark joy. And then I also, of course, because I'm me and was like, I want to make it a Taylor Swift sparkly pretty pony tree, fuck the patriarchy. I was like, but what if I got a pink tree?
Yes.
What if I just got a pink tree? And I found this really cute one on Target's website. I don't know if they have it in person. But I was like, what if just like roll over to Target and see if they have it.
Oh my gosh.
I kind of want to buy a pink tree. And I know that's like sort of silly, but it really would spark joy. If I'm doing like a full Eras tour girly pop tree,
make it pink.
Make it pink.
Exactly.
I like pink. I'm going to do it.
Last year, I was going to do a pink tree with like that big friendship bracelet and everything. And then I ended up doing literally nothing. Like not a single decoration was hung in my house. No trees whatsoever.
No trees. I did put up our tree, but I dropped the ball a little bit on like the vision that I had last year. And this year I was like, no, we are sticking to the vision. We are completing the vision. We are making it happen. I'm getting that vigilante shit chair, putting that little biatch on my tree. It's going to be great. I wish I could buy all of these ornaments, but I don't have the money. So
I didn't buy anything, but I want that vigilante shit chair ornament so bad.
That one
is so cute. The cowboy like knee jacket was very cute, but I would that never wear cute. It. So I didn't buy
it. And as we know, it's not our favorite song.
It is not our favorite song. Nope. And what else did I like?
I immediately texted Mike the Florida shirt and said, Christmas idea.
Yes.
So I hope he gets it for me. But I mean, no thanks. I'm just letting you know, listeners, my mom, I will be buying the vigilante shit chair ornament. Mike might be buying me the Florida shirt, but everything else is fair game on the holiday collection. Just saying. Throwing that out there. I'm just kidding. She probably already like, my mom's a very like advanced Christmas shopper. Like she's the type of person who likes to like buy, like squirrel things away. So that way it's not like a bunch of money at once kind of situation. It's like girl math. Like she doesn't realize, you know, how much she spent because it's like over months of period of time instead of like in the holiday season, which is very smart. My mom is very good with money. I aim to be one day. Not there yet. But yes, I'm sure she's already like bought me things and you know, whatever. But I, that table runner, y'all, like, is it a need? No. Is it a massive want? Do I think that's one of the most clever pieces of merchandise that Taylor Swift has ever put out? Absolutely. Absolutely. Yes. I saw that and I was like, that is fantastic. Just chef's kiss.
I like how she had a purse this year. That yes. was cool.
And it is very nice. And it's also very like subtle. Like it's subtle yeah. Swifty. Like it's classy.
Exactly.
Which I enjoy. So much good stuff. That Reputation sweater. The Reputation ornaments are great. The 1989 ornaments are fire. The golf clubs, fantastic. The sunglasses, so cute. The All Too Well zip up, which again is like, that's quite pricey. Literally. It's very cute. I was like, oh, that's a lot. But then also, like, here's the thing about Taylor Swift pricing, y'all. Like, on certain things, like, she's putting out, like, a, you know, 250, whatever it is, like, glossy, blah, 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 hardcover coffee table book. And it is, like, for all things considered, considering she's the biggest pop star in the world, such reasonable pricing. That Pathological People Pleaser hat, $35 for a hat. That's very reasonable. I see hats that are that expensive all the time. And then, like, other things, though, you're like, oh, like, why yeah. does that need to be? And so you just, like, never know. Like, sometimes you're like, wow, there's, like, really, like, that doesn't seem that bad. Like, that's very reasonable. And then other things, you're just like, why did that need to be that expensive?
I love the pajama set.
Yes. And it's from Evermore, which holds a very special place in my heart. But again, I'm like, $75 for a pajama set. That's but it's thing. So cute. Like, I was like, I would live in that in the wintertime. But like, can I justify $75 on a pajama set? I don't know, y'all. That's a lot. But it's so cute. Like, that is fantastic. It looks like a few things have already sold out.
Love that.
The Folklore album cardigan socks are not available. So I guess those are gone. I can't be certain.
Oh, I sent those to Andrew today. I think he thought I was joking, though, so he definitely didn't get them for me.
No, you're like, no, I was very serious.
I was very for real about that. I wanted those.
Yes. The Reputation throne ornament, the King of My Heart ornament. Oh my god, like, why is this so good? It's so good.
I also loved the Taylor Swift bejeweled ring.
Yes, that's very cute.
And the Betty cross stitch. The Betty cross stitch ornament.
Wait, hold on. I can't remember what that one looked like. I'm coming back to it. Hold on.
Actually, now I don't see it anymore.
Oh, no. Is that already gone, too? I tell you, you got to grab these things so they just disappear. Here's the Folklore. Yeah, I'm in Folklore, and I don't see it. Oh, I wonder if it's already gone.
It was very cute. Unless I hallucinated it. I don't know.
Sounds like it would be cute. I'm certain you didn't. Maybe it's like somewhere else. I don't know. You would assume it would be in there.
I also really liked the Speak Now Koi Fish zip up because it looks so cozy, yes! So comfy.
And but I love the Koi Fish.
I couldn't justify purchasing it at all.
Yeah.
$85. This is one of those sweatshirts that's always marketed as like a weighted. It's like the company's like weighted sweatshirts.
Yeah.
So they're normally $120, but this color was on sale for $45. So I bought it and it's not weighted.
Well, I'm sure you're very happy that you did not waste $120 on it then.
Literally never. But it's very comfortable, high quality, blah, blah, blah. Yeah. But it's not what was marketed to me.
They lied.
It's not weighted. They're liars.
It does look pretty comfy, though, I will say.
It's very
also comfy. Funny story today. This is apropos of nothing, but it's chaos. We can do whatever we want. Oh, the little ballet slippers are cute, too. Sorry, I'm still just, like, looking at Taylor Swift Holiday Collection. But I even like really like the debut crew neck. I think is so cute. Like that's adorable. And the little like butterfly PJ shirt. But again, like $55 for a PJ shirt. Nah, can't justify it. But it is really cute. And then, of course, like the classic Tay-Tay guitar ornament is adorable as well. This story. So my friend, dear friend, I drive her on Wednesdays to sounds like I'm driving Miss Daisy or something. No, she usually gets, we call Wednesdays Papa Fritas Wednesdays, and we always get French fries. And so we are close to a Chick-fil-A. I know they're terrible, everyone. I'm sorry. But it's the closest restaurant to our location. And they have mobile drive-thru. So it's just like, it's quick and it's easy. And I'm sorry. But so we go. There's no ethical consumption under capitalism. So anyways, so we go and get French fries. For a couple of the girly pops that we always eat lunch with. And I always drive. She always does the mobile drive through whatever. And so she has my car listed under her mobile drive through and like hers for if she ever goes and eats it elsewhere, you know, whatever. So I am driving through and I've never looked at it. Like, obviously you have to put a description of the car. I've never looked at it. And today I get in and she got a couple of drinks. And so, you know, like they have like the sticker usually on the drinks if you ever like go through any kind of mobile drive through. And it says black sedan, which I don't think is weird because anytime I've ever gone through a drive-thru, like that is what they call my car's black sedan, even though it's actually technically a deep brown. And so my friend Kareen was like, hey, you know that her, she's like, why does it say black sedan? And my friend Bev was like, because that's her, because I wasn't in my car, I was in Bethany's car. And so she's like, I know, and her car's not black. And she's like, yes, it is. And so this is when I learned that all of my friends, except for one of them, thinks that my car is black. And I'm like, y'all see my car every day. Like, you park right by. You have been in my – all of you have been in my car. And all of you really think it's black? And they're like, I've never noticed. And so then my other friend who pointed out was like, y'all are blind. And so I'm like trying to be – there to them, and I'm like, well, like it's in the shade, like kind of where we park is in the shade, so maybe they believe it. Like when they get in the car, it's in the shade. I could see how people, and I was like, you're not the first person. Like everyone does always list it as like black sedan, and I was like, but technically, it is a very dark brown. And I was like, I'm gonna show it to y'all in the sunlight. I guess I don't know, but it was just very funny. I was like, oh, today I learned that all of the people that I see my car daily have no idea what color it is. That's great. Love that for them.
That's amazing.
There's that for you.
There's that for you. Yeah. I have an update on the Love is Blind guy who
abandoned
his kids. Yes. So his wife that he met on the show went on Nick Viall's podcast, which Nick Viall is a whole other conversation, but anyway. And she basically said, like, Tyler cut the kids and the mom off like a year before filming started, and he was never the dad. He was just a fun uncle, and like she just kept saying all this, like, she also kept saying, like, he just didn't feel a connection to the children. He told her that he didn't feel a connection to them. So, like, he was going to back away. And I'm like,
That's, like, not how this works. Like, if you, no. It takes you to tango. If you tangoed, I don't give a damn what you feel about those children. You are responsible for them. Like, can you imagine a woman saying that? Like the crap that men get away with.
It's like, crazy. She's, like, all over the place defending him.
Yeah.
Saying like, oh, and she's trying to say too that the ex-wife left, the mother's ex-wife left when she was pregnant with the twins, but she left like 2 months after their first child was born and those twins were conceived naturally. And like, they are just not addressing that on like any of these interviews, is that he conceived those kids naturally. But anyway, the mother came out with on a different podcast with all the receipts showing that he was still in constant contact with the kids up until he left for filming. And then he was like talk chatting with her normally for a little while during filming and then like slowly petered off. And he owes her like a bunch of money and child support and like all this crazy stuff. They're going to court for that tomorrow, so I'm sure there'll be some sort of update because it's everyone's business now. It's
we're all involved now. I haven't even watched the season of Love is Blind and I am involved now, so
it's and it's crazy. And he's not really saying shit, to be honest. But one thing I did find interesting too is that in the text messages to Tyler, which is the dad, quote unquote, I got distracted because the podcast host kept calling him Lyler, and I thought that was so funny. And now I forget where I was going with that.
You're like, lost your train of thought over Lyler, which is, really funny.
I have no fucking clue what I was about to say, but nope, it's gone.
Now I'm trying to remember like where you left off to try to jog your memory, but it's left me. Well, maybe it'll come back to you.
Maybe. I don't know. Anyway,
no promises.
Tyler is a shitty dad. Oh, that's what it was. In the text messages to Tyler, she says to him, like, I can't believe you're doing this again, which means he's done this before. And on top of that, his whole like story, like the story that they're using, him and his wife are using to like make him look good, is he's saying like, well, I was raised by a single mother and I didn't want those kids raised by a single mother, so I wanted to be the father figure. But that doesn't make you look any better.
No, none of them. They're really trying and failing. They're admittedly failing. Very much failing. Hardcore failing. Yikes. Oh yeah, I'm trying to think. Do I have any other tidbits? We said it was insurance. I have one more funny thing, and then really
for me.
So on the show that I do with a couple of my guy friends, it's basically like we call it like a virtual cocktail hour, so we just get ready. Mike Lan actually was on once, if you ever want to check out that episode. But anyways, we just get together and record it. I don't know, really for prosperity, because it's not like, again, we're like trying to like really do anything with it or have like whatever, but we just like have a community that we built long ago, and we just kind of keep trucking along. But anywho, we're always like thinking of new different things to talk about. Half the time it's kind of chaos episodes, like what we do kind of on Thursdays, but sometimes we try to keep a theme or a topic. And Mike suggested the other day, which I thought was actually pretty good, top five favorite albums of all time. And ooh. I was like, that is really difficult. I was like, first of all, because like five of those for me could just be Taylor Swift albums. And I like, but I want it to be like different artists. Like, I don't want it to all be one artist, you know? And so I was like, oh my God, like now I have to pick like one Taylor album. I have to pick like one like Beatles album, one Ed Sheeran album. Like, and then I was like trying to think of like, and I was like, it's so hard. Like, because like also for me, a lot of times my favorite song by an artist isn't necessarily on my favorite album, but then like I have like such love, like I have an affinity for the album because I'm like, but my all-time favorite song from them came on this. Like, so it's hard. Like, we are allowed to do honorable mentions. So we are allowed to shout out a few things. But I'm like, I really can't, like, of all time, like of my entire existence, like trying to think of five albums. I have like a couple of them locked down, and the rest of them I'm just, I don't know, I'm probably have to wing it. Because I don't know.
I think if I were to answer that, it would be Good Charlotte, self-titled album.
Okay. That makes sense for you. Yep.
Big
Good Charlotte girly.
Folklore.
God, yes. Fantastic. Yes. I love Folklore.
Those are two for sure.
Yeah.
Let me pull up my Spotify. Let's see what I have on here. Because
I was like
this question.
Going through my music, like looking like what albums I have, what I listen to a lot, like what. Also, I just realized that like 2004, because it was just like a very pivotal, like that's where you kind of like, for me, the age that I was at, I kind of started getting my own musical taste. I was like, half of my albums are just going to be like things I listened to in 2004.
I really like, well, obviously, one of the other top five for me would be The Rise and Fall of a Midwest Princess.
Oh, my God, yes. Great album.
I really like Paramore's album, This Is Why.
Yes. Oh, my God, Paramore, yes.
Yes, I love Paramore. I just think the lyrics to that one. But you know what is so beautiful is her solo albums. Her solo albums are like poetry.
They hit. They definitely hit.
Definitely something by Tegan and Sarah.
Oh, yes. God, this is hard. I'm trying to think of what my favorite Tegan and Sarah album is. Hold on. I'm going to look up what. And it's also interesting because, like, in this day and age, we, like, don't, like, we do and we don't listen to albums the way that we used to, you know?
Yep.
Like, back in the day, if you wanted to listen to a certain song, you had to, like, you had to get the album. And now, obviously, you can just listen to songs.
The Con and So Jealous are obviously two major ones. Probably The Con is... Yeah, definitely The Con.
The Con is, I think, probably my favorite Tegan and Sarah album. I would think.
Yeah, I agree.
Which does actually, that is one of the rare exceptions where my favorite album also has my favorite song, because my all-time favorite Tegan and Sarah song is 19. And that is on that album. Yes. So
I was 19. Also, Spend the Night by the Donnas is another good one.
Mm. Also, speaking of Tegan and Sarah, did you see that like Hulu documentary that they have? I've been meaning to watch it. I literally was like, oh my god, I need to watch this. And I was gonna text you and be like, hey, we should watch that and we could like discuss that as a chaos episode. And then I just forgot. And then we were talking about them and I remembered.
Yes, we should do that. I forgot.
We should watch that because I was like, oh my god, that's coming out. So, and now it has come out. I'm pretty sure. Yeah. Yes, it is out. And I just, like, have not had to, well, you know, the world was crumbling around
us. The world.
But I did not know that story. And that just looks, like, scary, but also, like, obviously fascinating to a certain extent. Like, that whole thing is just crazy. I was like, oh, my God, how did I not know any of this? So I'm, like, buckle up. I'm ready to watch that.
I'm ready to watch that, too. I forgot about it.
Yeah. We need to watch that. All right. Put that on the list.
Put that on the list.
Oh, listing it. There's just so many good albums. I'm like forgetting. Now I'm just in here like looking at. Also, I was thinking, I was like, I don't know if like Harry Styles is making top five favorite albums, but he's getting honorable mention. Yeah. And then I was trying to think, what's my favorite Harry Styles album? And I think ever so slightly, I give it to Fine Line. Ever so slightly. I just think from like top to bottom, that album is like, like all bops, no skips, you know, like that's a great album.
Yeah.
Harry Styles is also a bop.
That would be a honorable mention for me as well.
Yeah. I'd have to put Harry Styles Fine Line as an honorable mention. Oh, show. God, there's some like so many. Listen
to Britney Spears' best album was Blackout, in my opinion.
I'm trying to think of what's on that album. I'm looking up right now.
It's her. Give me.
I love that album. Yes. Okay. Yeah. That's a good era of Britney for sure.
And that was like, but you know what is really my favorite album of all time? Let's be so fucking for real right now. Josie and the Pussycats music from the original movie.
I know I was making a rule for myself in this particular situation, even though no one said that this was a rule. I was like, I'm not going to count soundtracks and scores because that is going to make it really, really hard for me. I want to do a separate episode where we discuss like soundtracks and scores because I think half of my top five could be all of my top five could really be like that if I was like making it that. So I made a self-proclaimed rule that I am excluding those. But I love that would be your number one for sure.
Also, Kesha's album Rainbow was really beautiful as well.
I love Kesha.
Me too.
You only deserve nice things. God, Head in the Heart. Why did I forget about the Head in the Heart? Now that might have to be an honorable mention. I don't know if they're cracking the top five.
But Ariana Grande's Sweetener.
Great albums.
It's definitely up there.
That is a great album.
Sweetener. I literally listened to this album like on repeat when it came out 24 hours a day.
Ugh, there's just music, y'all. I'm also just going to say an honorable mentions every Taylor Swift album.
Oh, no.
I'm going to pick one. And then I'm going to just.
My apologies. It wasn't Sweetener that is my favorite. It's Thank You Next.
Thank You Next is the fave. Okay. All right. And it has been noted. We will strike that from the record.
Thank you. Thank you very much. What did you just say?
Oh, my mother is currently texting me about Donald Trump's appointees.
Oh.
She says, okay, wait, Mom, I'm going to read out your text message to everyone because it's pretty fantastic. Trump's appointments are just wow. I think he should appoint me for Secretary of Transportation. I've driven a car, been on a plane and a train, but wait, I hate Trump. Disqualified.
Literally, and you're not a millionaire white guy.
Yeah, so it can't be you. But that literally, it's like the requirements to be one of his appointees is like you don't have to have any.
No,
you don't have none. To. Who needs experts when you just suck up to him? But anyways, this episode is about. We're not talking politics.
No,
we're keeping it short and sweet. Happy thoughts. Any other happy thoughts before we wrap up this short and sweet episode?
No, I think I got it all out.
Yeah, I feel good. I'm going to go ponder my top five favorite albums and make an honorable mentions list. Yes. Okay.
Love that.
All right. Yeah. And watch The Challenge. All right, everyone. Go watch your favorite crappy reality TV show. Also, wait, one more thing. So the other thing Mike and I have been doing, because now that we're like up to date on The Challenge, is we're going back and watching certain seasons of The Real World that feature some like Challenge cast members of like seasons that we never watched or don't remember really well. Cause like some of them I'm like, oh yeah, they came from Real World such and such. And you know, like I remember their season, I watched their season live, whatever. But one of the seasons we didn't watch was Back to New Orleans. And that season is fantastic. Especially because like the age that they are is very similar to like the age that we are. So, like, seeing them in that time, because it's, like, 2010, and they're all, like, you know, just, like, the fashion, the vibes, the everything is just, like, iconic. And also one of the most, like, god-awful people ever is on it. But, like, truly, y'all, we had started watching it before the election. We finished it in this past week after the election. And it was just, like, such a nice, like, turn your brain off. Like, if you're needing some crappy reality TV to watch, may I recommend watching some old seasons of The Real World? Really?
Yeah.
Just bring you everything that you need to turn your brain off, basically.
I can't believe you just brought that cast up, because I'm pretty sure this was the New Orleans. Okay. I think so. This is the season that has that girl on it who blacks out all the time, right?
Yes. Well, there's kind of like two of them that sort of do that, but there's one major one that does it. Yes.
Yeah, she's like blonde.
Yes, yes, yes. Mackenzie is her name, if you're thinking of the same person I'm thinking of.
Yes. So she haunts me in my dreams, because when I watched it in 2010 and everyone was like, it's actually a problem that you black out all the time. You should actually consider maybe like getting help for this. I was like, no, it's normal. I'm not like that. It's normal. It's fine. And then I literally didn't get sober for another 14 years. So, or 13 years.
But you know, back in 2010, Mackenzie was the Real World New Orleans was trying to give you. Honestly, it's just, like, such a good season. The one guy, Ryan, is, like, absolutely, like, just a dick shithole of a human being. There's, like, some likable people. It is a little sad because one of the people in it, like, trigger warning. But one of the people in it that season recently got clean from drugs. And I know because I followed him later in his career on The Challenge that he unfortunately relapses and passes away from an overdose. So it's so sad watching this season because he's like just new in recovery and is like really proud of that fact and is working hard on his recovery. And then I'm like, oh no, I know how your story ends. So that part of the season was a little difficult to watch, knowing how that ends. But the rest of the season for like the wild shenanigans and all of that is very interesting. And there were like a lot of good, I love the mission that the lady that they worked at the mission that they had to go like volunteer at is fantastic. She might honestly be my favorite cast member of that season of The Real World. I was like, yes, mission lady, I love you. She's hysterical. Like she takes none of their crap because they're a bunch of young 20 people, 20 somethings who are in New Orleans and want to party. But like MTV is forcing them to go work at the soup kitchen. And this lady's like, all right, yeah, you're going to take this seriously. And I love her for that. Yes. But yes, so Good stuff. Go watch The Real World.
Go watch The Real World.
Go watch some reality TV show that makes you happy. Turn your brain off. Take care of yourselves. And we'll chat with y'all real soon.
Bye.